Welcome to episode 72 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Okay, so I'm starting this week's show with something of an apology, because it's been a few weeks since you last heard from me, and since I put any content on the website, actually. Now, there are a number of reasons for my absence, and I just want to clear up a few things because I know a lot of you have been wondering why I've been so quiet. The main thing that has been going on is that I've moved house and office, and if you've ever been through the process yourself, you'll know it has a real habit of taking up a lot of time and impacting on all manner of activities. Between all the upheaval and the usual responsibilities of running my business, I ultimately found myself last week on the wrong side of exhaustion, simply because I hadn't been able to find time to give myself a decent break. This then led to me picking up a virus, and well, you don't need to know any more about that. But thankfully, I'm glad to say I'm now back on top of things, albeit still surrounded by boxes, and with the internet connection finally up and running, I expect to get the ball rolling this week so that you can look forward to seeing some great new content on the website, just as you've come to expect. But what of this week's show? Well, a few weeks ago, prompted by my situation, I decided to record a few thoughts about just how we deal with disruption, not just us as photographers, but as business owners and individuals. And not surprisingly, it was in the countryside that I once again found myself when sharing these thoughts. So it is with great pleasure and relief that I can now say welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 72. As I record this, I am in the midst of a very, very hectic and unstable situation. Now, I don't know at what point I will make this recording live, probably just around about now as you're listening, funnily enough. But for various reasons, I have not made my immediate situation recently known. For one thing, it's more private than anything else. It doesn't have to be broadcast to the world. But as you are now listening to this after the event, I can tell you, I have recently moved home and moved office. And it's, I didn't realise, I mean, obviously I've moved house and moved office before, and I know that it can be quite disruptive, and there's lots of considerations there, but it kind of got me to thinking, you know, just how do you deal with the kind of a fragmented, like a continuous fragmented week or disruption on a more permanent or semi-permanent basis. Now, if you listen carefully, you can probably hear the sound of birds in the trees. That's because I have just decided to step out for a few minutes, and this isn't going to be one of my general what am I up to kind of recordings, as I have recorded before. Truth be told, I've actually been out and about recording some other audio for the podcast, which will have already gone live by the time you hear this. But yeah, I just wanted to share a few thoughts about how and this applies not just to photographers but anyone running a business, how you deal with disruption. Because at the end of the day, you are running a business, you are having to put up, one would hope, you're having to put up a professional persona, you're having to be professional, not you know, much aside from, you know, putting up a persona, you have to be professional, you have to run your business, and the world doesn't stop the world of business, the world of interacting with clients and dealing with requests and quotes and actually going out, certainly as a photographer, going out taking photographs, scouting locations, meeting new people, networking. That doesn't stop, and it cannot stop just because you're moving house. Now, for me, there has been, I won't go into too much detail, but I have had to spend quite a fair bit of time recently looking at property, finding the right place and all the rest of it. It's not one of those decisions that you would take lightly. There's lots involved. Any of you that have moved house will know there's more involved than perhaps you might immediately think. But it is, say, got me to think about how we deal with all that disruption when you're running a business. And again, this is just kind of a sort of a stream of thought recording in this sense. I'd be interested to hear how any of you sort of go about things, because one of the things with being a photographer, of course, is that because I don't run a studio, I work on location, or I have access to a number of studios should I require them, I'm not rooted to one place, so that, for example, if I had a studio, I might have a studio manager who can field all the inquiries and feed that back to me. And if you're moving house, you might think, okay, well, I'll just sort of pop in to the studio every other day or every couple of days, well, however you want to deal with it. That's what you would do. But when you are working from an office and you are essentially always out and about, or potentially always out and about, because of course when I'm not out photographing this, that and the other, I am in an office editing pictures and I'm doing all the exciting admin stuff that is part and parcel. How do you deal with that? How do you keep your business ticking along so that you don't let people down? And I think that's probably what it comes down to, because those of you that have followed The Active Photographer for some time now, or obviously if you had a look at the website, you'll know, for example, there is the test and review work that I do. Now, of course, with the test and review stuff, I get sent equipment, whether that be photographic or whether that be outdoor kit, which I have to test. And I always make it very clear that when I'm testing these items, I'm not just going to stand, say if it was a video for YouTube, I'm not going to stand in front of a table and talk to people and say, oh, this is this feature and this is this feature. Likewise, if I'm doing a written review, I'm not going to just write a essentially elaborate an extended bullet point list article of of the key features. So when I'm dealing with people, yeah, I don't get to keep everything. I have to send stuff back, which is perhaps a myth a lot of people don't realize. But when I do have to do that and people say, oh, we need it back by this certain time, or can you arrange this, or when can we arrange for collection and this sort of thing, if you know that you are not going to be in the office most of the week, or certainly not during most of business hours, then you have to factor that in. You have to schedule time. You have to, a bit like with the podcast recordings, you know, I have to make sure every week that I have something to go out live on a Monday. And if I know for a fact that I'm going to be away or busy or what have you. I always try to get the recording done, obviously, before the Monday and schedule it. But if I know that, say, my regular day that I put the podcast together, which is normally, in an ideal world, it tends to be maybe a Friday at the end of that week, so it gives me a chance to think about everything that's been going on for that past week and my immediate concerns and what have you. Then, you know, you have to schedule these things in. And it's very, very difficult. I often think, you know, people that work for other people, and I have nothing against that at all, I think it's great, and I've worked for other people in the past as well. If you were to work for someone, say, in the high street, you would get up at whatever time, you'd go in for, I don't know, whatever your hours are, say 8:45 in the morning, and you'd set up and you'd be there from 9 till 5, 5:30, something like that. And for a lot of people, once you are done with your day at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, you say cheerio and you walk out the door, you make your way home, and then because you have, for a lot of people, because you don't have any commitments to do with work after that point, you can just sit and relax and do what have you. If you're moving house, for example, that evening, that is your time to be packing boxes, doing all the boring stuff that you have to think about, things like contacting the services, all the electric and the gas companies, all the phone companies to arrange when you're moving and making sure you've got your services and all this sort of thing. There's so much to think about. But if you work for someone else, that is a definite time to do it, because you're out of the house all day and you don't have the opportunity to contact people and to make progress with your house move or what have you. So for those of us that aren't working for someone else and aren't working in a remote place, whether that's in a high street or an office in town or anything like that, it's that real juggling act between keeping your clients happy, keeping... Well, it's a bit like with social media, you know, with Facebook and Twitter, keeping your presence known. And I must be honest, I found it quite tricky recently because I haven't necessarily had the time, or shall we say found the time, to schedule out a load of tweets. And to be honest, I don't like to do that all that much because I don't want my Twitter feed to just be an endless stream of links to stuff I've put out on the website. But trying to find time to do that, that's what gets tricky. So I don't know, it's just kind of, obviously it's made me think a little bit about all that sort of thing. I'd really like to hear from anyone who, yeah, that you guys must be out there, anyone that's kind of found themselves in a position where they're moving, or it doesn't even have to be moving, it could be, I don't know, another situation. If you are, say, you're working for a company and there has been a takeover of the company, or if there's a new member of the team who is going to be working with you, so then you have to get the balance of who's doing what, making sure that you communicate well and making sure everyone gets on and what have you. Anything like that, because the point is, I mean, I use the moving home bit as an example, but what I'm talking about here is just disruption to your regular productive day-to-day activities. So for example, if I'm thinking, you know, oh, this, I'm going to do this day, but then some opportunity or something comes up to view to view a property, or I suddenly get a call saying, can you drop in this paperwork to this place? And it has to be, yeah, it's kind of time sensitive. Then obviously you have to deal with that. And how do you go about stopping what you're doing or putting on hold what you're doing in order to take care of that, which actually in the grand scheme of things is equally as important, because let's face it, we all need a roof over our heads. I don't know. I find it quite interesting. Like this morning, as I record this, oh, we've got some wildlife scurrying around in the undergrowth. That's rather nice. As I record this, it is a Monday. No, it's not morning. What is it now? 20 past one in the afternoon. But this morning, see, I had some phone calls late at the end of the working day on Friday. And I decided, right, it was after hours by the time I got back, because I'd been out of the office. And I decided that I was going to leave those till Monday morning, because I was rushing around. I had so much, even when I picked up those calls, I wasn't technically in the office. I was just passing through trying to get a few things done. So I decided this morning that I was going to make some calls to address that. One of the calls was to do with a new client who wanted to run some ideas past me, get an idea of pricing, and think about how we might progress with the next set of shots, which was nice. The other was a chap that I've known for a long time who I'm doing some work with, just having a catch-up, I assume. I haven't spoken to him for a while. But there you go, you see. When it comes to pricing, for example, a job, and not just pricing a job, but actually thinking about all of the logistics of what goes in. I've done this so many times over the years that I know what I should be charging, what's involved, what the expectations of the client should be. But it's amazing how if you're not immediately surrounded by your office and all of your day-to-day running, as it were, I mean, you know, all sort of like everything as I record this, everything is in boxes, and I've got just the absolute bare minimum of sort of stuff with me. I've got my kit, but I've got folders, and my computers are still obviously not packed and what have you. But you know, just trying to run the you keep your mind focused on giving a good service to people, that's the challenge. I don't think it's a bad thing, and don't get me wrong, I've kept up with it and it's not a problem, but it's just the amount of disruption that when all you want to do is run your business. And for me, you know, I just want to make great images for people, that I don't want to have to say to people, oh, you know, I mean, it can't be helped, of course, but I hate the thought of saying to someone, well, can you bear with me and I'll get back to you in a few days' time or in a week or this, that and the other. If I was away doing a shoot, well, then that's fair enough. That would, I suppose it's no different. But it's just a frustration knowing that it's not necessarily because I'm out on another shoot. It's because I'm just in the process of having to find somewhere to live and to deal with all that sort of thing. But no, it's challenging times. It's just I didn't want to say anything until, you know, things have been sort of more settled, and I'm certainly not going to be broadcasting sort of the more personal side of things. As regular listeners will know, I don't go in for putting the whole of my life online for the world to see. I don't believe in that. But yeah, as I say, if you've got some thoughts towards strategies and how people cope with disruption like this, I'd really be interested to know, because yeah, you know, I've kept on going, and as I say, by the time you hear this, I might still have stuff in boxes, but essentially it will have all been sorted, and that'll be good, and hopefully I'll be getting on with things and being able to really concentrate on putting together more shoots, sharing more stuff with you guys through the Active Photographer, just getting back into the proper swing of things, how it should be. But up until that point, I just couldn't really say anything. But yeah, let me know your thoughts and share some experiences, because, you know, just drop me an email, keep it private. You don't have to put it in a comments section of this podcast. By all means, do. It'd be nice to share it with everyone, but I appreciate it if you want to keep it just between yourselves and myself, then that's brilliant. So on that note, as I stand here and it's beautiful sunny day, I've got quite a bit of cloud cover, but just this puffy white clouds and lovely blue sky and the greenery that's just starting to come out now. It's you know, sort of as I record this, obviously it's still within sort of springtime and not yet at summer, when all all I want to do is actually just stand and just go for a walk in you know, in amongst nature, when realistically I can't. Yeah, interesting times. But let me know what you think, and I'll look forward to speaking to you soon. Many thanks once again to all of you who've shown your concern over the last few weeks. It really does mean a lot. I know I've been pretty quiet online, but hopefully you can now understand a little bit why, and we can look forward to picking up on our conversations and sharing all our great photography stories throughout a fantastic summer. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.